What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
During the summer when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode. So stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Zone Media.
Yo, it's always dope when there are times that like all my worlds can collide and connect. So with the full solar eclipse that just happened 2 days ago for y'all, I'm reminded of a poem I wrote for the Terraform book and the albums that's on the Sky EP called 2 Minutes and 30 Seconds. And it was about the 2017 full solar eclipse. And it's cool because I now want to share it because now it's the news. So stay tuned to the end of this episode. Hear that poem. All right, Hula Politics. It's almost inevitable. It's recess. You're about to start playing tag, hide and go seek, maybe some version of superhero, Star Wars with lasers, whatever game you're playing. And you're playing with the homies. And if this is a hood story, at some point, one of the homies is going to want to fight. Like, no matter what's going on. Go want to actually fight. And then everything get weird. And then as we get older, you know, we may be playing those games and then somebody start saying blad after everything. And now you're like, now we gangbanging. And it's like, oh, here we go. But before that, before cuz and bloods and bracken and brazy starts popping out of our mouths, we're just playing. At some point, somebody gonna start losing the game. Boy, he don't ever lose. Whatever the case may be, this boy don't ever lose. And at some point, he gonna shout, when you know you tagged him, when you know your laser sword, your lightsaber, your pretend lightsaber hit that fool's arm, got you, he's gonna say, nope, force field, or invincible, and then, or invisible, vanish. And you're gonna be like, force field? Yeah, I use my force field. It's like the game is unplayable. Because every time I hit you, you shout force field. I at least have the wherewithal and the funsies of the game to just, if you get me, you get me. Oh, then I got to pretend and then maybe I'm Wolverine and I heal, but you hit me. And sometimes the slow fall is fun when you get sliced off. That's part of the fun. You can't just be like invisible magic shield because it's like, you can't just call force field. If you just call force field, we don't have a game anymore. We have something else. Now, my cousin, I don't even know if he listened to the show, but my cousin Myron, Lord Jesus, my cousin Myron was the king of the force field. No matter what we was playing. Nigga, listen, we was in high school and he would do this. Just boom, magic, vanish. I'm like, nigga, you can't, like. But Myra was so fun that, like, it didn't matter. Like, I don't want to not play because he's so fun. I don't want to not play with him. But it's like, but I just get so frustrated because it's like, what are we doing if you get to just call force field? Now, obviously, we're just playing. It's not really that serious. But sometimes it could get that serious. And when it do get that serious, we from the hood, we might go to blows. You know, if you ever play in a game with somebody, like, you know, you ever see, you know, the throw the remote kid, you know, that like you playing whatever console, you playing the kid that throws the remote. You just like, well, I can't have you over. You just finna do this. Nigga just be making up rules in the middle of the game. Like, we can't play if you just go like that kid. That's all the same kid. Force field kid, throw the remote kid, you know, making up rules in the middle of stuff. That dude's the same. And usually the grown-ups around, they ain't got time for this. Y'all figure this shit out. Like, y'all, like, look, if y'all can't get along, go play something else. Y'all go to several rooms, go play something else. There's a level when it comes to black parenting that I'm just now realizing the wisdom in it. They be picking and choosing which part of our drama they get into. Because some stuff just not worth their time. Like, matter of fact, if we get to arguing, you know, we get to loud, we get to wrestling, then the gaming console gets unplugged and taken to mama's room, taken to auntie's room, and one of y'all just got to go home. Everybody just got to go home. The day's over. Play is over. She ain't got time to figure out who was what. No, everybody getting a whooping. Or the fun is stopping, and now all y'all got chores. You know what? Matter of fact, why don't y'all go clean that garage? Let's see y'all figure that out. And like, okay, y'all, you know, either way, stop all that yelling. I don't want to hear none of it. I don't want to hear it. Matter of fact, they punish you for snitching. Like, you know, you not even supposed to tell who did what. Because it don't matter. Y'all friends or y'all cousins, y'all family, y'all need to figure this out. Unless it gets too serious. And then they come in there and they decide. And once they decide, the argument over. We can bicker among each other. But like most of the time, they like your older sister in charge. The big kids are in charge. And they looking at them like you supposed to keep in there and keep them calm. Like, I don't need to go in there. If I got to go in there, that's another thing for black families. Now, I don't know. I can only speak for black families because those are the families I know. I'd like if this fits y'all family, then dope. But I know black families, especially black little hood families, if the adult has to go in there, we already in trouble. It, like, no matter what happened, if they have to get up, if they got to stop their conversation in the living room, you know, they got to stop their fun and come check on us because we being too crazy. Everybody in trouble. We already in trouble. It don't matter what happened. The fact that they had to go back there means we in trouble. And usually we just going to get sent outside. Y'all go outside. Y'all laugh. But whatever they say is what goes. Now, I'm the adult. This is a tales from my childhood from, you know, things like this happen. But now I'm the adult. Now I'm the auntie. Like, I seen these memes going around various social medias that are like, dang, we are now the drunk Theos and Theas at the party. Like, yeah, like it's us. Like, we the grownups now. I'm that, you know, that zillennial, that in between X and millennial, like the micro generation. Like, we a little bit of both. It's like, I got a TikTok and probably got to schedule a colonoscopy. You know what I'm saying? Like, we a little bit of both. You feel me? But now I'm not the kid throwing the remote. I'm now the one having to come into the room. And oftentimes, when you come into the room, and I'm pretty sure if you've ever worked with elementary school kids, if you've ever had middle schoolers in your life, specifically eighth graders, you might have found yourself saying sentences, expressing things you never thought you'd have to express. You might find yourself saying something like, no, you cannot lick the escalator banister. The handrail, you can't lick that. I can't believe I'm saying this, but you cannot stuff dolls up your cousin's booty. I don't know. I'm just the most outlandish, I can't believe I have to say this type moments. Son, daughter, niece, nephew, little homie, baby, mijo, mija, anak, padre. I can't believe I have to explain this to you. You cannot, I repeat, you cannot set your cousin's dolls on fire to make your video look realistic. No. But once you say the no, it's official. Can any of you guess what I'm talking about? I'm talking about Trump and the Supreme Court and his immunity case.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
During the summertime when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends and family or on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, whether you're at home or on the go, so you can stay connected to your loved ones and to your favorite things. Whether you're sharing pics from the best rooftops, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode after episode. So connect at home or on the move with AT&T 5G and home internet and create memories and more all summer long. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X. And modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM, let's create.
All right, y'all, by the time that this show airs, they're probably well within, if I'm calculating right, it's probably right when the oral argument started, because that's how far ahead I am. Right now, we're in February. March 1st today. It just got announced, but I'm so far ahead of the game. You know, I'm talking about like your boy been cranking this year. You feel me? So this is probably around the week that oral argument started for this case we finna talk about. Now, we're talking specifically about the federal case on complete immunity, which is not the case that started in March about Stormy Daniels, which is not the case in Atlanta about the election interference, which is not actually the case about January 6th. It's the prequel to the January 6th case. Y'all, this the messiest shit. I tell you what, it ain't as messy as Diddy, though. Woo, Lord, how excellent. That man, listen, it's one of those, like, everybody knows, but nobody say nothing situations. And it's crazy because it's like, that man got Shine in prison. Like, y'all don't know who Shine is. And it's because, Diddy kind of ended his situation, you know? And, like, y'all do y'all's Googles on, like, Bad Boy, Puff Daddy, and Shine. Do your Googles. But the point is, it was like, you know, we shrugged off murder. We shrugged off robbery. We shrugged off all kinds of, like, rumors about his sexual prowess with the ladies. And then when he kissed a man, everybody was like, oh, no, you out of pocket. The homophobic, it just... it's so deep in the culture, man. It's not funny, but damn, it's crazy, man. Y'all let so much slide, but then the minute y'all found out, like, oh yeah, nah, he was kissing a man. Now everybody got, nah, fam, y'all gotta stop tripping. Anyway, Diddy, man, I can't believe it's coming out, but Diddy can't yell force field, not like Trump. So let's get to it. So, the only way to understand this case is to understand the play that Trump is running. And the play, honestly, I mean, it's so obvious. It's like brilliant. And it's so hard to just imagine how the various courts. Now, of course, you know, the separation between like federal and state, you know, which is supposed to be a feature in our governmental structure, to where the state courts and the federal courts are two separate things. But I mean, y'all not on group text, like y'all ain't homies. Y'all don't watch the news. Like, there's no way y'all don't see the play. It seemed like the only people that got the memo was New York. And New York was like, nah, nigga, we running this now. Like, we got to run the play now. Right. So New York done already got one under the belt and they working on a second one. The one under the belt was the one about this fool's exaggerating, putting a little extra salsa on the tacos about the worth of his properties. The reality is some of that stuff, like you said, it's like it's a guesstimate, because even a value is like, that's, I mean, y'all, it's a guess, you know, what this property is valued, but that's their job. Their job, that's what an appraiser is. An appraiser's job is to like take the data and make their best guess on what this thing is worth. That's their job. Some stuff was like, this is a 3,000 square foot thing, but he's like, yo, it's a 30,000 square foot. Okay, now you just created matter. You can't just create matter. That's like this, that's one of the laws of physics. Bruh, you tripping. Right. And they and Trump's arguments, again, the play is brilliant. Like I can't. It's not just him. It's like the squad. The play is brilliant. The play was like, nigga, who the victim? And that was the play we used to make with graffiti. We used to say this was a victimless crime. Nobody got hurt. Property value. Again, that's made up. It's a victimless crime. Matter of fact, like, we making the city better. Like, I don't understand what y'all mad about. So the play with Trump was like, I don't understand what y'all mad about. Like, nobody got hurt. And whoever got hurt is other billionaires. Like, y'all really care? We got approved to loans. And then we just went to go try to make the money. Who loses in that? Who's the victim? And one could argue the victim is a nigga like me with Terraform Cold Brew. Now, I've said this a few times on this show. Like, I don't have no money. That's why the coffee sold out. I don't have no money to re-up. And I couldn't get approved for a small business loan because I didn't lie about the value of my assets. So they're not going to loan it to me. So I'm a stand in for all these other people, small businesses trying to get their loans off to get the stuff together. Like, there's only so much money to go around. This nigga swooping up all the money for all the good loans to get their business off. All the while, this nigga lying. So yeah, like, maybe I can't, nobody got slapped in the face, but like, that's an actual victim. Like, there is actual carnage. And just like with the graffiti, like, we was lying to ourselves, like, that's somebody's wall. Like, that is somebody's place of business that is gonna have to figure out what to do with their place of business. Although, which I'm probably gonna do a whole little video about this, the graffiti tower in LA is the dopest shit I've ever seen in my life. Nigga, that's real. Let me tell you why that's real. I'm off topic, but it's very important. It's super important. I'll do a video about it. But like, first of all, it's beautiful. It's the most LA thing ever. Those towers, they're these, if you haven't seen it yet, they're these high-rise buildings in LA Live that were supposed to be these like luxury apartments. They were owned by some like Chinese holdings that abandon the project. So they're unfinished lofts in the middle of downtown Los Angeles across LA. Like, nobody's there. So the entirety of the scene of Los Angeles has taken a floor and they've bombed up every floor. It's the dopest thing. So it rises all the way. It's like, it's above the skyline. So you could see it all. Them buildings are abandoned. They talking about it's going to take $2 billion to clean it up. Nigga, no, it's not, because y'all was just going to leave it there anyway. Like, I don't understand. Like, it's already an eyesore. Y'all sold out. You sold our downtown area to a company in a whole other country and then complaining about immigrants coming into the city. I'm like, nigga, you complaining about immigrants at the border. Meanwhile, you selling the soil up under our feet. And you are nerve talk about an immigrant invasion. Nigga, you selling our land. Nigga, what is you saying? At least we making it beautiful. Anyway, I'm gonna do a whole thing about that. But that's some hood politics shit. Now, back to Trumpness. Okay, wait, one more thing. Do you know how much more I would pay if I'm like, no, leave all the graffiti, just finish the apartments? I would love to have an apartment where the whole building is bombed up. Like, that'd be amazing. You could charge double, cuz. Anyway, they don't think like us. All right, the Trump of it all. So this particular case started off a few months back with the Federal Appeals Court. And inside of the Federal Appeals Court, they were going to talk about Trump's role in January 6th and the insurrection. But the question that, or better yet, the play that Trump was running, which I never actually articulated, the play which everybody sees is to stall him out. I just got to stall y'all out, keep pushing the thing, delay the thing, keep postponing until I mess around and become president, because there's no doubt in my in this nigga mind that he gonna win this thing. Because if he can delay until then, or at least until the height of the campaign, like if he could get this stuff delayed till September, then he could be like, y'all can't run no trial right now, nigga. Like, I'm in the middle of campaigning. Like, that's not, it's too close to an election. It's wrong of y'all to do that, you know. So you just stall him out. You feel me? It's like I said, it's the play everyone sees. It's not obvious that this is the play he running. The craziest part to me is that it's working. My nigga, like, his brain, if I become the president, then I'm just going to cancel all these federal charges. I just end them cases. Now, the state charges, I can't do nothing about. But them federal charges, we good. But remember, you can't really charge a sitting president. I can't be on trial, my nigga. Like, I'm the president. So that's the obvious play. And then, if you remember in Colorado was like, sir, you can't run for office because of the 13th Amendment, my nigga. Like, you tried to, like, overthrow, I mean, not the 13th, the 14th Amendment. It's like, nigga, you tried to overthrow, you, no sitting president can engage, or no officer of the government can engage in insurrection. And then this nigga looked us in the face and was like, but am I an officer, though? A word? Like, again, like the parent having a tail, they child, they cannot lick the handrail on an escalator. Sir, the presidency is a governmental office. Yes, nigga, that counts. But then the Supreme Court in that situation had to step in and say, hold on now, we ain't never thought about this one. Can a state take a dude off the ballot? Like, really, can they? Do they really have the right to do that? Because I guess, in essence, state, you sway in the election. Can one state do that? To which some would reply, states do it all the time. What is y'all talking about? There are requirements. There's entry level requirements. To one is you got to be born here. Another, you got to be over 35 and not try to overthrow the government. I don't understand what y'all don't understand. I don't understand why anybody else not taking him off. But again, a feature of our system is that the feds don't get to tell the states. The states run their elections. Like, that's part of what it means to be a democratic republic. Until we get to a position where, damn, nigga, we ain't never had to say this one. So the Supreme Court had to be like, actually, nah, let me talk about this. Another feature of our system is that the Supreme Court gets to decide what cases they gonna actually listen to. Now, like I've said before in other episodes, remember, the Supreme Court is not, it's not law and order. It's you present arguments, like, and we get to say, we as in the judges get to say, okay, well, have you thought about this? Again, they become toddlers. They get to say, well, okay, well, what about this? Well, what if this? Well, what if this? What if this? To see if the thing that you presenting actually would hold weight. And if they say, yeah, we think that holds weight, then either a law is made or now it actually, something can actually go into trial, which is the situation we're looking at with this immunity thing. But let me back up the story. So, part of this case that Trump was arguing, starting with Colorado, was like, well, I wasn't even at the insurrection, nor have I been found guilty of insurrection. So y'all just can't declare me guilty and take this off. And I don't even know if this amendment applies. And a lot of things, again, another thing you have to understand with how law works is like, you just throwing a bunch of defenses at the wall. It's like, again, when your mama come home and she like, why the teacher call me today? Why I get this email from the teacher? Now these modern teachers, now when we was kids, the teachers would call. Now, you know, we get 79 emails from our kids' schools. And it's like, nigga, I don't know what's going on at the school, because I can't keep up with all these damn emails. I don't know which one of these things I need to pay attention to. But if you get one of them special emails that you was cutting up in class, let me be black, you was cutting up in class, you still messing up in school, why the teacher called me? You better throw every possible answer you got. You filibuster, my nigga. Like, throw every answer you got. One of them might stick. So that's kind of what, when you're a defense attorney, that's what you're doing. Like, I'm just going to throw a bunch of different defenses at them. They don't have to be consistent. The narrative don't have to make sense. I just have to make sure that one of these things stick. I think people don't understand that about the criminal justice system. Shit don't got to make sense. It's just got to, or they don't have to make sense together. It's just one of them got to stick. Or you trying to game up a boo thing, a cutie pie. You know, look, shoot your shot. One of them, you gonna make one of them shots. So part of his defense was like, you know, I'm not even an officer. And I'm already facing this federal trial about this. They haven't even said I'm guilty of insurrection. So how can you take me off the ballot? Supreme Court was like, huh, well, I don't give a fuck about none of that stuff. I give a fuck about whether one state should have that power. Huh, that's an interesting question. And they like, I don't know if you can take them off. Now, back to the insurrection case. Trump's defense, one of the things they throwing at the wall is like, well, I wasn't there. That's one idea. Two was, I didn't tell them what to do. They made that choice. And then three was, and even if I was, don't I have immunity as a president? But the nigga pressed his luck and was like, I got total immunity. So it went to one of the lower courts, which was the appellate court in federal appeals court, like the second highest court. His argument was like, fam, I was acting as the president. Like, I felt like, and I still believe the election was stolen, nigga. Like, I so like, we about to lose our democracy. And I'm allowed to do that. And they was like, sir, the election was over. You actually were campaigning. So you wasn't even the president no more. And they're like, well, he's like, well, I'm not the president until after January 6th. Yeah, man wasn't inaugurated yet. I'm trying to save the thing. So what I'm doing is functioning as the president. And if I'm functioning as the president, I should be able to do whatever I need to do. And they was like, okay, I hear you. So if you as the president decided you was going to send in SEAL Team 6 to wipe out one of your political opponents, that should be all good? To which his defense attorney was like, well, I mean, if you say it like that, I ain't say it like that. I don't mean it like that. He was basically like, well, listen, if I did that, I would get impeached. And they was like, nigga, and he was like, well, I haven't got impeached by nothing. So how could I have a criminal? How could I do criminal things if I ain't been impeached for something? They were like, sir, impeachment is not a criminal process. Sir, impeachment is whether you could keep your job or not. And he was like, well, if I did that, I'd get impeached. So then, of course. And they're like, oh, OK, so you have to get impeached for you to do a crime. He's like, yeah. He goes, OK, so then. But when you were about to be impeached, you told us you hadn't committed a crime. So you can't impeach me. They said, yeah. And which the judges was like, do you hear yourself right now? And clearly he did. So then they came back and they wrote probably like damn near unanimous. No, not damn near unanimous opinion that they was like, we gonna do this. We gonna move really slow. Like, we're gonna make sure that our arguments are airtight. Right. So the D.C. circuit, I mean, they wrote no dissenting papers. They was like, look, this is like this real rap. Like, we need to make sure that what we saying is clear. Here's an excerpt from one of the from their paper. They said, listen, we cannot accept that the office of the presidency places its former occupants above the law for all time thereafter. And then the judges wrote, doing so, they would collapse our system of separation of powers by placing the president beyond the reach of all three branches. Nigga, that makes you a king. What you saying is the president is a dictator. If you have total immunity, nigga, forever, like what, like, do you, I mean, what, did you skip eighth grade? Cuz, like, that's, no, my nigga, no. You can't just scream force field.
The If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
During the summertime when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends and family or on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, whether you're at home or on the go, so you can stay connected to your loved ones and to your favorite things. Whether you're sharing pics from the best rooftops, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode after episode. So connect at home or on the move with AT&T 5G and home internet and create memories and more all summer long. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
So that was already written. That already happened. And then everybody thought, again, because the Supreme Court gets to pick and choose what cases they take on, they could look at the appellate court and be like, yeah, same. Nigga, hard agree. Yeah, like, nah, I defer. No, nigga, facts. Like, they could just look at that paper and be like, I don't know. I got nothing. No notes, nigga. Yes, it could have been that. And if it's that, if Trump tries to appeal, it's like, nah, nigga, you got to go to trial. You going in trial to March, like, because you have no immunity. We need to start this trial about your involvement in this insurrection to where we can decide, nigga, whether you were. Now, the whole time, the clock's ticking, because, again, how you finna charge a person in a federal case while they campaigning for office, while they are the official nominee of one of the political parties? Like, now you're putting your thumb on the democracy, according to the law argument. Obviously, that's wonky, but that's kind of what they saying. Like, nigga, what is we finna? We need to hurry up. Whereas Trump is like, no, slow down now. I can call force field. And just because you say I can't call force field, that don't mean that's the last word. Now, again, Auntie could walk in the room, look at your big cousin who already said he can't call force field and be like, nigga, of course you can't call force field. I can't believe you even had me come over here and listen to this. I'm out. And that'd be it. But sometimes Auntie says, okay, let me listen to this so that we never got to talk about this again. Now, that's what the Supreme Court is doing. Let me listen to this. And what sucks about the whole situation is like, nigga, what, like, were you not watching the play? Were you not watching what was going on? Cause like, my nigga, like, y'all dragging y'all feet. It was like almost 2 months. No, it was like 2 weeks, 8 weeks, 2 weeks. Yeah, it was like 2 weeks. Like, you could have said this something a long time ago. But instead, what we think is probably, now we're not in the room, probably the Supreme Court was arguing. They was arguing among each other like, yo, should we take this on? Some fools was like, I don't look. I have no notes. Nigga, other fools was like, nah, we should say something. Or maybe there are some notes. Maybe we should hear this. I don't know. But they had to have been backstage being like, okay, this argument's absurd. Like, we know the argument's absurd. It's like, absolutely, it's absolutely absurd. Even, and this is the best part to me, why, like, the play they running is so incredible. Because Trump and them know this is absurd. We are going to lose this. Nigga, of course we don't have total immunity. What are you talking about? Of course you can't call force field. Because the whole game's over, you call force field. But if I can make y'all discuss this for a while, then by the time you actually say that, it's going to be too late. That's the play. So the Supreme Court comes in and says, all right, I'm going to listen to this case, which is bonkers. Now, that sets a clock. Now, if the Supreme Court listens to the case, it says, actually, no, we disagree, he does have immunity in this particular case, then everything stops. The January 6th case ends, insurrection's done. This nigga literally got away with it, in which you could say that's the finesse king of all finesse kings. Everybody gotta, like, again, I'll say it again. If this nigga beats 91 charges, I have no choice but to put respect on his name. Now, he hasn't beat all 91 because he done already lost. He 0 for 3 right now. But let's see. So they come in and they say, okay, word, we gonna listen to it. Now, y'all got 8 weeks. So that lands us at April 22nd when oral arguments start, which is, again, how the Supreme Court works is you come in and you build your case, right? So you build your case, you say, this why I think this nigga tripping. And y'all need to, like, come in here, auntie, make it official, tell this nigga he can't call force field, right? And then this nigga gets to go, wait a minute now. If that's the case, which is his argument, if that's the case, how can presidents, like, actually run the country if we think, nigga, like, we just gonna get in trouble for every move we make? Y'all don't understand the pressure we under. Sometimes you be making moves and you, like, it's just, like, y'all just can't be doing this. Like, it's not fair, homie. Like, I was trying to, that's their argument, right? The Supreme Court, part of their feeling, again, is like, I can't believe I have to say this, but really, damn, we never actually had to say this. Because there was one case, which was Watergate, with Richard Nixon, in which he was an unnamed defendant in the federal crime. But by the time he was out of office, President Ford pardoned him, which meant he never went to trial because, boy, did them white men stick together. Anyway, but now it's like, well, hold up. We're not at that part yet. So if they decide after April 22nd, it's going to take them some months to take them some weeks to deliberate, and then they release their opinion. And if their opinion is, nah, fam, you're not immune, then that means the insurrection trial starts. But jury selection won't start till June, which means it's probably not going to go to trial till September. But by September, oh, we're in the full of the election. He can be like, y'all can't, like, let's wait till after the election. And then you're going to put all your eggs in the basket of, well, maybe I'll become president. And if I'm president, then my G, I'm canceling this charge. And besides, like, dog, this is undue pressure, nigga. I got all these other cases. Like, you're making it impossible. He could always complain, you making it impossible for me to run by doing all this. But the X factor and all of that in that worst case, in that scenario, is, nigga, the streets. That, like, lest we forget how wild his squad is, how ungovernable them folks is. They only stormed the Capitol. Like, we don't know where else they gonna storm. Them niggas is with the shits. So the dudes that went to jail, ain't nobody even tripping off. They just did their time. I stood corrected. I thought it would happen again if y'all ain't do nothing. Y'all are doing something. It's just taking too long. And since it took so long, niggas is forgetting that there are consequences for your actions. But if your big homie gets off in the way that he gets off, if he beat all these charges, oh, nigga, you like, oh, we are bulletproof. Oh, we doing what we, nigga, oh, we backed the right horse. We good. Like, and unfortunately, Supreme Court got to think about that. They got to think about is like, am I setting the nation on fire by actually checking this fool? Which is, if you're a bully, a great place to be. If you a dictator, it's a perfect place to be. Either way, the Supreme Court is looking at us like, I can't believe I have to say this, but no, have several seats. You are not fully immune. What the hell is you talking about? You can't just call force field. Hood politics, y'all.
In 2017, for 2 minutes and 30 seconds, we were on Pangea. One land, one nation, one planet. And I and my ancestors were same age, 2 minutes, 30 seconds. We saw how small we are. We saw how privileged we are to see how small we are. We saw black was beautiful, and if you just let black be black and it blocks out the light reveals the brilliance it didn't know it had. You know, we should trust black more. And mixed metaphors can speak volumes. You know, the planet knew we needed it. We were 2 days away from Nazis marching on American soil, spitting the most vile irony on the American myths, the greatest generation rhetoric. We were 3 days away from cars driving into peace. White lives matter, blood and soil. Appropriated Polynesian mosquito repellents turned white hoods. Tiki torches turned burnt crosses. Frat boy uniforms in all khaki, which were kind of funny though. 2 days ago, we were one planet, 2 minutes, 30 seconds. Our perspective was orbital. And wouldn't you know it, when you look back down at the ground from space, the word America ain't written on the ground. It don't look like the maps. Streaked across the globe, streamed revolution televised. Bend Oregon highways turned into one ways to support the traffic. Kim Jong was singing Bob Marley. Vlad French kissed Trump. Ta-Nehisi and Cornell squashed their beef. Stormy Daniels and the prophet Daniel drank Thunderbird. Weinstein thought twice about unzipping. Elvis and swing dancing finally admitted to being appropriators and gentrifiers. And Meek, he was set free early, 2 minutes, 30 seconds. I straightened my side eye at them stupid red hats. Hippies, white girls, and hula hoops who cared about traffic on the 405. Heavenly bodies just showed off their curves. And beautiful stretch marks, space can be so sexy. We let our appetite for destruction satiate for a second. Traded our guns for roses. Was you too cool for the glasses? Was you too stupid to not look directly at it? Did our president actually look directly at it? After every expert said, don't look directly at it, did you laugh? Have you ever made out with somebody you know you shouldn't have? Have you ever touched up you know you wasn't supposed to? Have you ever seen an eclipse? You ever been to Stonehenge? You ever felt connected to Mayans and Druids at the same time? Dogons, Egyptians, Etruscans, Ethiopians. Hey, you ever experienced something that was so far above you what's gonna happen whether you was there or not? Yet it felt like the entirety of the cosmos conspired just to show you something about yourself. 2 minutes, 30 seconds. Too bad none of us will be alive for the next one.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
When we come together, it's magic. And for 30 years, we've celebrated that. Because our ideas, our art, our flavor, our community, our impact, there's nothing like it. Here, in this place, this is where we fall more in love with everything that makes us, us. This is the place where we love us. Celebrate 30 years of loving us at Essence Festival.
Get your tickets at EssenceFestival.com.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.